So today we're going to be looking at human personality and destiny. First off, let's look at the five skandhas, which are what constitute a person in Buddhism. The five skandhas are form, feeling, perception, mental formation, and consciousness. These five elements of a person can be purified through meditation and practicing virtues. These must be understood in order to understand the Four Noble Truths. Clinging causes more suffering, and the khandhas contribute to this. So the five khandhas can be purified through meditation and practicing virtues. Try and find the wrong word in this sentence. One must understand the five khandhas in order to understand the Five Noble Truths. If we can recall, there's actually only four Noble Truths. So now let's look at some of the aspects of human life. The sunatta, the Buddha nature, and Buddhahood are key elements of Buddhist life. The sunatta is usually translated as emptiness. Theravada Buddhism use it to refer to the non-self and also the meditative state or the experience of an individual. Mahayana Buddhism refers to the idea that all things are empty of intrinsic existence. All sentient beings contain the essential element that gives them the potential to become Buddha, which is their Buddha nature. Arahant is someone who is already enlightened and has achieved Nibbana in Theravada Buddhism. They are a perfected person. Other schools use the term to mean those who have advanced along the path of enlightenment but have not achieved Buddhahood. Bodhisattva is a term for any individual who has the wish to reach Buddhahood. In Mahayana Buddhism, Buddhahood is that status of being a Buddha or awakened one. Pure Land is a branch of Buddhism which is found in Eastern Asia. It focuses on the Buddha Amitabha, which is a celestial Buddha who is the principal Buddha of Pure Land Buddhism. So can we remember which of the following is the best translation for sunatta? That's emptiness. And can we try and fill in these statements concerning arahant? So according to what kind of Buddhism have they achieved Nibbana? That's Theravada Buddhism. And bodhisattva is the term for someone who wants to reach Buddhahood. So let's try and find the wrong word in this sentence. Buddha nature is the belief that all breathing beings contain the essential element giving them the potential to become Buddha. So rather than breathing things, that should be sentient things. And what do the five khandhas constitute in Buddhism? Is that a person, a community, or a prayer? If we remember rightly, that's a person. And that's all you need to know about human personality and destiny.
If you found this episode useful and want to learn 2 times faster for free, head over to senecalearning.com or click the link in the bio to revise all your exam subjects for free.